Sir, and I'm sorry, this is Officer Martinez, correct?
Yes.
And Mr. Cordova is with you?
Yes, he is.
Okay, I'm going to start the hearing, and we'll try to move at a decent pace. Officer Martinez, if you can interpret, can he state his name and his ADC number for the record? Thank you. You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing. Great. This hearing is for the one violation listed on his warrant. He signed his notification of a hearing on June 1st, 2018. Tell him he has the right to hire an attorney to represent him. Okay. Hearing no attorney with him, is he representing himself today? Well, it's he has the right to hire one if he wants, but it's not like court where one is appointed for him. It's his choice. Okay, thank you. I'm going to introduce the board members. Listening to this case will be Luis Quinones, David Neal, and our community corrections officer, Mr. Westby. I need to swear him in. So, Mr. Cordova, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm? To you, you need to tell me whether it is true or false.
I'm a man and Mr. Popov, Mr. Sisson, if you can, Bellardo,
okay, I'm going to read the allegation to him, and I'm going to break it down, Officer Martinez, so that this is where it gets a little technical. Okay, sir?
Okay.
You have violated the conditions of supervision. I'm reading it in segments, okay?
Okay, because I don't know how to put that in, how to translate that over.
I don't know what else to tell you, because I don't want to stray much from the actual legal language. Do you know the words for violating his supervision? Okay, and that, now this is, I'm going to break it down, but the language is that he has lapsed or is probably about to lapse in the criminal ways of company. So that basically he may have fallen into or is about to fall into criminal activity or the company of criminals. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, like gang kid, what was it on the road thing? He was a quebrant with his law, his lay. He was a quebrant, and so he was a quebrant with the gang kid was a quebrant.
Before I continue, Officer Martinez, do you have the warrant with you? Does he have it with him?
Martinez, the warrant in Mandela? No. Do we have this paperwork to it?
Officer Martinez?
Yeah, he didn't have it with him.
No, it's okay. You don't need it. We were just going to say, if you had it with you, you could see the language, if it would help you.
Okay.
Then that's what we were saying it for. So I'm going to go ahead and tell you, tell him what the violation was. He was found in violation of condition 12C. Based on his failure to report to his assigned parole officer. Within 1 working day after his release from the Maricopa Reentry Center. On April 30th, 2018.
Okay.
His whereabouts were unknown.
No sabían dónde estaba.
He is an absconder from supervision. I'm not sure if you have an alternative word for absconder.
Okay.
Is this true or false, Mr. Cordova?
Is it verdad or no? No, it's verdad. He said it's false.
Okay, we're going to, the violation report is going to be read by a community corrections officer. Mr. Cordova, this is going to be a little challenging because there's quite a bit of narrative, okay? Sorry, I keep wanting to see Mr. Officer Martinez, okay? Mr. Westby.
On April 26, 2018, the offender
reported... I can barely hear. I'm there.
Okay, I'm going to ask a question right now for Mr. Cordova, and that is whether or not he wants to continue this hearing so that we can get a different interpreter, because this is going to take forever. But I'm going to recommend that we continue this with an interpreter. I don't think we can move forward.
Make a motion and I'll second it.
Okay. I don't know if it's a question of motion. I think it's just a question of like...
We can't give him...
Yeah, Officer Martinez, we're not going to get it clear. So I'm going to make a recommendation that we delay this hearing until we can get another translator.
Okay.
Yes.
I know he would prefer to do it today, but it's not going to get done this way. And he's not going to understand the legal language. It won't be fair to him.
Right. Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and I'm not making a motion per se because we're not voting on the case yet, but I'm going to make a recommendation on record that we continue this hearing until we can get another interpreter for him. But what I'm requesting right now is to make sure that his CO2 or CO3 that interprets for him is, I mean, we're not providing him a legal interpreter. It's on DOC to have someone interpret for him. I know you can speak Spanish and you're doing the best you can, but he needs someone that can interpret the technical language.
Right.
Plus, the system, our system is on the fritz, and I think that's one of the issues.
Oh, yeah, that's the other problem, is that we don't have our video conference sharing right now, and it's hurting our audio capability as well.
Okay.
So I'm going to recommend that we delay this hearing or continue this hearing, so to speak, until he can get
until we get our system fixed and he can get a good...
Yeah, until he can get an interpreter, they can interpret it real time, and we can do it on video conference.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and end this hearing and mark it as continued.
Okay, I'll let him know.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you.